Let's work on releasing those parts of ourselves that we no longer resonate with. For example, if we have developed patterns of sadness, anger, fear, or anxiety, we can work on letting them go. Here's why. When we experience traumatic events, we often create coping mechanisms or defense mechanisms. These can sometimes manifest as personality traits or distinctive behavioral patterns. Over time, these patterns can become habitual and can drain our energy. Different cultures have referred to these patterns as egregors, demons, or possessions, but the label is not as important as understanding the underlying process. key point is that trauma can lead to the formation of aspects of our personality that no longer serve us. For example, you may become a habitually sad person. A common example is going through a breakup. We may develop a pattern of sadness because we believe that happiness is no longer possible. Now, let's identify the specific aspect of your personality that you'd like to work on releasing. Here are some common examples to help you. Sadness, feeling a sense of loss, emptiness, or hopelessness. Fear, anticipating danger or threat. Anger, reacting to perceived injustice or frustration. Disgust, feeling repulsed by something. Feeling inferior or like you've done something wrong. Guilt, believing you've done something bad. Envy, wanting what someone else has, feeling compelled to engage in a particular behavior despite negative consequences, or you might have a different aspect of your personality in mind. Let's take a moment to consider your options. I'll repeat them for you. Sadness, feeling a sense of loss, emptiness or hopelessness, fear, anticipating danger or threat, frustration, disgust, feeling repulsed by something, shame, feeling inferior or like you've done something wrong, guilt, believing you've done something bad, envy, wanting what someone else has, addictive tendencies, feeling compelled to engage in a particular behavior despite negative consequences. For now, please choose just one. Now, repeat this affirmation to yourself. It is my divine right and power to release this aspect of myself that no longer serves me. Imagine yourself sitting comfortably in a movie theater. A screen is in front of you. On the screen, you will see a clear image of the moment when you experience the traumatic event. Visualize yourself in that moment, feeling all the emotions you felt at the time: sadness, fear, anger, disgust, shame, guilt, envy, or any other emotion that arises. By holding onto these emotions, you created a negative pattern or belief. You can call this pattern a negative entity, a limiting belief, or whatever label resonates with you. If you can't see a clear image, that's okay. The important thing is to focus on the feelings and sensations associated with the event. Now let's shift the scene. Imagine yourself in a room, you're standing there, and beside you is that entity, program, energy, spirit, egregor, or whatever you want to call it. For simplicity, let's call it your alter ego. Visualize yourself on the left and your alter ego on the right, connected by energy cords. It's this alter ego or personality that's been pushing you toward those negative patterns. This entity feeds off your energy. Over time, your alter ego has grown stronger and larger, while your true self has become smaller and weaker. This has led you to repeat these negative behaviors over and over, potentially causing serious problems or addictions. Now you understand why you've been feeling drained and lacking willpower. Your energy has been stolen. Thank you. The good news is that since you created this demon or program, you also have the power to destroy it. You can eliminate it so that it no longer leads you into those unwanted behaviors or personality traits. Let's return to the visualization. You're still on the left, your alter ego on the right, and the energy cords connecting you are visible. Imagine yourself cutting those cords, disconnecting yourself from your alter ego. Watch as you deconstruct, eliminate, and erase it. See how it can no longer feed off of you. It becomes smaller and smaller and smaller until it completely disappears. It is now destroyed. Your true self is now regaining its energy and growing larger and stronger. You did it. Feeling lighter already? I hope you enjoyed this trauma erasure method meditation. Feel free to repeat it whenever you need a boost. Remember, life happens. Don't let past negativity hold you back. Let it go and keep moving forward. Once upon a time, there was a tiny seed that fell to the ground. Surrounded by many other seeds, it felt different. While the others dreamed of becoming small, delicate flowers, the tiny seed dreamed of becoming a tall, strong tree that touched the sky. At first, the other seeds laughed at it. "You're too small to be a tree," they said. "You'll never grow tall enough." But the tiny seed paid no attention. Day by day, it absorbed sunlight and moisture from the earth, growing little by little. In time, the tiny seed became a small sprout, then a young, slender tree. Despite storms and droughts, the tree continued to grow, always reaching for the sunlight. One day, a strong wind blew and shook the tree violently. Its branches swayed from side to side, and the tree trembled. But instead of breaking, the tree grew stronger. Its roots dug deeper into the ground, and its trunk became thicker. When the wind calmed, the tree realized it had passed the test. It was taller and stronger than ever before, and from the top of its canopy, it could see the entire forest.